Hey everyone, and welcome to this demo of The Last of Us Part 1. Now, just before we get started, this is not going to be a playthrough, this will be a demonstration. I think what I'm going to do is break this into probably two parts. I'll go through the menus, try to explain some concepts, play through perhaps the prologue, and then I think in part two, what we'll do is I'll teach you how to do some more things like using combat and crafting and things like that. Now, just in case you don't know, The Last of Us, this is a mainstream graphical game that you can get on Steam. Now, I am not a fan of Steam, but I've recently tried Steam and downloading games is doable without a bunch of very strange hacks and things like that. And really, that's all I want is that I basically buy games using the website, which is working quite well. Then I sign into the Steam client and I can download my games relatively painlessly. They changed it now so that most of the Steam UI is web-based, which, while it's still clunky, it works. And the good thing is you only need the client to install games. Once the games are installed, you don't have to touch the client itself. My understanding is that Steam will install new versions of both itself as well as games without you, without your input, basically. And I do apologize. My stutter drives me crazy. But yeah, so basically, I bought it from Steam. I would have preferred not to, but I guess I had no choice. And it works pretty well. It's not perfect. And I'll try to talk about that the more that we play this. But it was kind of a cool experience. I had to get a crash course in playing this game because it's not newbie friendly, and I think unless you have a guide to help you, you can get very confused, which happened to me when I tried playing this. I thought it was broken or my computer wasn't powerful enough to run it. But it works okay. Now, The Last of Us, like I said, the premise is that I guess this is like the future. The world is very post-apocalyptic because apparently there's a mushroom called the cordyceps, which apparently that is an actual mushroom. But basically, these mushrooms, if they come into contact with humans, they turn humans into, let's not call them zombies because they're not zombies, they're mutated people, basically. And this is basically the world that this takes place in. So basically the premise being you play as Joel, who apparently is this guy who is tasked to take this girl across the country. And during your journey, you'll have to fight both the infected as well as people that are not friendly, and trust me, there are lots and lots of people that you'll have to fight. So let's go ahead and launch the game, and I'll try to explain things.
Folder view list, Audacity, Thunderbird, The Last of Us trademark part 1.
And I won't need the screen reader, so let's turn it off.
Speech mode off.
This game does have its own voicing, which works quite well. Now, I don't know how this is meant to work, but when I installed this and ran it, the game came up talking, I had to turn on the toggle for the text-to-speech, but those prompts talked to me. I'm not sure if that happens regardless of whether you have a screen reader running or not, but just keep that in mind. This is the version that you play using Windows. I don't have a PlayStation. I don't have a PlayStation 2. I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. I don't have a PlayStation. I don't want to buy one. And I'm probably not going to get The Last of Us 2. Even if it does come to Windows. Because the story sounds pretty stupid. And this game is not my preferred genre, and I also really don't like the way that you navigate, but again, I will get into that. So let me launch the game, and it takes a bit here to load because it is a pretty big program. I will say too, you'll need a pretty decent computer, decent graphics card, because this game uses a lot of processing power, a lot of disk space, things like that, because it is a mainstream video game. So now I'm here, the game has loaded, and as you heard, the voice told me to press a key. This is using the Julie voice, which isn't too bad.
The Last of Us. Play the main story of The Last of Us.
So I just pressed the letter. So I'm using an Xbox controller. This is an Xbox 360 controller. And I just pressed the A button. I am really sorry. I wish I didn't stutter. It drives me crazy like you would not believe. It is beyond infuriating. But now I am inside the main menu. I can use the stick. Let me try the right stick. Okay, so you can't use the right stick. You can move the left stick down.
Left behind. Play additional chapters set during the events of The Last of Us. Options. Extras. Quit to desktop. The Last of Us. Play the main story of The Last of Us.
So those are the options that you have within this menu. I can also use the D-pad. So if I go down.
Left behind. Options. Extra. Quit to desktop.
And if it's not obvious by now, I am not capturing graphics. I don't know how. The graphics would probably look like crap because I think I have this game turned down all the way to keep my computer from being maxed out. And again, I think the great thing about this channel is that you get to experience the game the way I do. So for those of you that may have vision, I hope you can enjoy this and possibly gain a deeper understanding as to how a blind person like me would play these games. So let's go through here.
The Last of Us. Play the main story of The Last of Us.
This, of course, will take you to the main story.
Left behind. Play additional chapters set during the events of The Last of Us.
Left behind is it's kind of like a prequel story. Well, it's two stories tied together. Left behind is it's a different game, basically, and you can play it in probably 2.5 hours. The premise behind Left Behind is part of it takes place during the present day in the main story itself, and the other half is about Ellie. I'm so sorry. Who is the girl that you're tasked to take with you? It's about her and spending time with her friend Riley. And like I said, I'm not going to play these, but I will show you some things that happen during this particular game, because I want to show you how the combat works and some neat things here. So let's continue here.
Options.
Okay. I will try to go through a few of the options. There are tons and tons and tons of options. I'm not joking. You can sit here for like 20 minutes, half an hour, customizing all kinds of things. So let's go in here first.
Controls. A right. Button. Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
As you can tell, the text-to-speech is also telling you the keys to press. You can play this game using a keyboard. I think it's a little clunky to play that way, so I have my controller, which is just plugged into my computer using a cable. But yeah, this menu will let you customize the controls. Let's go down.
Haptics.
This is where
A
you
button.
Can...
Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
You can customize the haptics.
HUD.
This is the HUD.
A button. Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
The HUD is visual, primarily visual. But you may want to have that on, especially if you're playing this game with people that can see.
Subtitles. A button. Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
This, of course, will let you turn on captions, so if you're deaf, you can see what the characters are talking about. That will show captions visually, I believe.
Display.
These are things related to the
graphics.
Display, graphics.
A button. Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
I'm trying not to talk while the voice is talking. These are graphic options. I do want to show you a couple things in here that you may want to change, especially if you're blind and you don't care about the graphics.
Graphics. Video memory. VRAM. VRAM usage. 61%. 5,000 and 20 out of 8,100 and 70 MB OS and apps. Estimated 768 MB game application, 4,252 MB rendered resolution, 800 by 450 video random access memory, VRAM, stores data relevant to rendering images and optimizing graphical performance. When VRAM usage is past the recommended level, there may be visual degradation, decreased performance, or other major issues. A button. Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
So that gives you some information as to your GPU. I have an external GPU in here. I had to buy one, and I'm glad I did, because this game uses a lot of resources. I have it cranked all the way down, and it's still using quite a lot. Also, you might be able to hear my computer humming away in the background. That is because it's kind of being taxed right now. This computer is probably not optimized to run this game, but it works, so I'm happy.
Graphics preset, very low. Adjust various settings that affect visual fidelity and performance. Default settings are set based on your current hardware. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
You can customize this, so if I go to the right with the D-pad.
Low. Medium. High. Ultra. Auto. Auto. Alt. Hot. Me. Low. Very low. Very low.
And I'll press down.
B button. Back.
Wait. B button is back.
Low. Very low.
Oh, yeah.
Graphics. Graphics preset. Very low. Draw distance. Low. Adjust the maximum distance at which 3D geometry gets drawn. Effect on performance. GPU. Major. VRAM. Minor. CPU. Major. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
Yeah, the rest of this is visual. I'm not going to waste time in here.
Graphics.
The menu I want to focus on
audio.
Is this.
Overall, 100, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of all audio. Left and right directional buttons, change, Y button, reset to defaults, B button, back.
And I wish you could turn that off because, I mean, it's nice that you get those hints to tell you the keys to press, but it would be nice to turn those off. But I can go down now.
Effects, 100, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of sound effects. Dialogue, 100, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of spoken dialogue. Music, 80, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of music. Left and right directional cinematics, 100, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of cinematics. Accessibility audio cues, 100, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of accessibility audio cues. Audio cues for traversal and combat can be enabled in options, accessibility. Screen reader, 100, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of screen reader narration. Screen reader can be enabled in options, accessibility. Left and right direct cinematic descriptions, 100, range, 0, 2, 100, adjust the volume of cinematic descriptions. Cinematic descriptions can be enabled in extras, commentary. Left and right to open sound control panel. Open the sound control panel in your OS to configure surround speakers, sound quality and other audio device settings. A button, select output device, system default, select the desired audio output device. Left and right output device type, auto, home theater speakers, select the appropriate output device type for the best listening experience. Display speakers. Left and right directional buttons, change, Y button, reset to defaults,
see. So that B goes
button, phone theater speakers, studio reference speakers, sound bar, headphones, home display, auto, home theater speakers.
We'll keep this here.
Output channels, auto, 2.0 stereo, select the output channel configuration that best matches your output device. Note, if your surround sound configuration is not listed, open the sound control panel to configure your output device. Left and right directional buttons, change, Y button, reset to defaults, B button, back.
So, this game does apparently support 3D sound. I haven't been able to make it work, but then again, I'm using headphones primarily, and that might not be what that's meant for.
1.0 mono.
And yes, you can make it mono, so those of you that may not be able to hear well or things like that, you can make it in mono so that you can hear everything.
2.0 stereo, 2.0, 2.1 auto, 2.0 dynamic range, auto, medium. Wider dynamic ranges have more volume increase between quiet and loud sounds. Narrow dynamic ranges have less. Mono audio, off, combines left and right audio channels.
Or you can turn this on.
Left and output mode, spatial, adjust which sounds are played through the OS spatial sound driver. Select different settings if you experience muffled, missing, or unusually quiet audio. Spatial, default, spatial output for all audio. Traditional, traditional output for all audio. Left and right directional button. Traditional. Latency, auto, low, output mode, traditional.
Let's set that back to spatial because it sounds better.
Spatial, latency, auto, low, adjust the short period of delay between when a sound effect is requested and when it plays. Increase this value if you are experiencing pops, clicks, or distorted sound. Higher latency improves reliability of audio playback on less powerful CPUs. Warning, you must restart the game for the change to take effect. Left and right direction, front, plus or minus, 30 degree, adjust to match the angle of your front surround speakers. Overall, 100, range, Z, effects, audio.
So there's that.
Language.
You can change the language.
System.
There's some options in here for the
system.
Select
accessibility, controls.
So the
A button, select, Y button, reset to defaults, B button, back.
The two things I want to concentrate on for this demo are controls and accessibility. Let's start with controls.
Controls, view controls, view the currently selected control scheme. A button, select, Y button, reset to defaults, B button, back.
I am not going to go in here because what this does is it will cause it to read all the controls continuously, and you can't stop it unless you hit B to go back, which is very time-consuming. I think the better way to view controls is to go here.
Customize controls. Remap and fully customize all controls.
You can remap.
A button. Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
You can view and remap the controls here. You can play this. So the cool thing about this is you can play this with a combination of the keyboard, the mouse, and a controller. I tend to use the controller for just about everything except for a couple of different things, which I'll get into here in just a second.
Controller input on. When disabled, the game will not respond to input from a controller. Okay. Left and right directional buttons. Change.
Right.
Remember shoulder swap. Off. Remember the shoulder your camera was over from the last time you aimed instead of defaulting to the right every time. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
So I'm not sure what that does. I think that's visual. So basically, the way that this game works, to my understanding, is you play it in a third-person view. So I guess it's like, because it's third-person, you're looking down at the world. You're not playing a particular character. You have a camera that you can move to look at things, and this is also how you move. So my understanding is that your character that you're controlling moves based on where the camera is pointing. And the way that the accessibility works to help you navigate is that
left and right directional buttons, change, Y button, reset to defaults, B button, back.
And if you pause too long, it will read those hints again, I guess, to help you if you're confused. But the way the accessibility works is you press a button to point the camera towards the correct way to go, because basically you're playing through the story and the camera pointing thing will help you progress. My understanding is that you can wander the game world. The problem is that that doesn't really work too well for a blind player. The other problem, of course, is that you don't know what's really happening. So, like, you can be walking through these different places and you have no idea. It's like, oh, I hear water. Or now it sounds like I'm outside and I walk into a room, but I have no idea
right directional buttons.
What room it is.
Change. Y button. Melee while aiming. On. Allows the player to melee with X button while aiming. When enabled, melee will take priority over fire, scope, or shoulder swap if any of those controls are bound to the same button.
This is for melee.
Left and photo mode shortcut. Off. Enables a shortcut to enter photo mode with L3 button, R3 button, or P. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
This is photo mode will take a picture. I think you can take pictures of the screen and you can view them. That's, again, this is visual. I don't care.
Toggle HUD shortcut. On. Enables a command to hide display all HUD elements with H. Listen mode. Toggle. Change the input method for listen mode. Hold. Default. Hold. Right bumper. To listen. Release to stop listening. Toggle. Briefly hold. Right bumper. To listen. Briefly hold. Right bumper. Again to stop listening. Cannot be turned off while enhanced listen mode is enabled.
Cannot be turned
off. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
So, these next few controls let you customize how the controls behave. So, there are lots of places where you have to hold down buttons and press buttons at the same time. And for some people, they may find that too difficult. So, these let you customize these. You can change them to toggle so that you press the button once, it's on, and then you press it again to turn it off. This way, if you have problems with dexterity, you can customize this so that it's not as hard to play. Or maybe you can't move that well. There's all kinds of reasons
left
why
and right directional
you might want this.
Quick turn. Quarter input. Adjust the input for quick turn. off, quick turn is disabled. Corridor input, default, press A button while moving backwards, hold left stick backward, or press U to quick turn. Input only, press U to quick turn. Left and right directional buttons, change, Y button, reset to defaults, B button, back.
This lets you turn the character, I guess you do a complete, well, no, it's not a complete 360, it's a 180. So this will let you turn to face things if things are behind you. I don't think this is necessarily conveyed very well using just the sound, but I guess if you're trying to hit something and you can't, chances are that the thing is behind you and you'll need to turn around to hit it with your attacks. Not with your guns, but if you're trying to hit something with melee.
Weapon cross scroll, items only. Adjust which slots are focused when using mouse scroll up and mouse scroll down to navigate the weapon cross. If set to input switch, use middle mouse click to toggle navigation through items or weapons.
I don't use this.
Scroll invert, off. Swap the direction of item selection using mouse scroll up. Slow move input, hold. Adjust the input for reducing movement speed. Some enemies can hear your footsteps if you move quickly, even when crouched. Hold, default, hold, left control to move slowly with left stick. Release to move at full speed. Toggle, press, left control to reduce movement speed. Press, left control, again to move at full speed.
You may find this useful.
Left and unlock camera movement. Hold. Change the input method for controlling the camera in the backpack menus.
I don't know what that
hold,
is.
Hold. Default.
Visual.
Look sensitivity X. 50. Look sensitivity Y. Aiming sensitivity X. Aiming sensitivity Y. Scope sensitivity X. Scope sensitivity Y. Mouse smoothing. Raw mouse input. Look invert Y. Aiming invert Y. Look mirror X. Aiming mirror X. Look sensitivity. Look sensitive. Aiming sensitivity. Aiming sensitive. Scope sensitive. Scope sensitive. Aiming acceleration.
Like I said, there's a bunch
100.
Of stuff.
Aiming ramp. Look invert Y. Aiming invert. Look mirror. Aiming mirror X. Motion sensor. Sensitivity X. Sensitivity. Aiming invert. Aiming mirror. Camera assist. Aim assist. 10. Lock on aim. Auto target. Lock on strength. View controls. View the currently selected control scheme.
Okay, let me show you how to customize the
A
controls.
Button. Customize control. Control scheme. Default. Select a preset or create your own controller layout. Left and right directional buttons. Change. B button. Back.
Now you can navigate through here.
Controller orientation. Locked. Select how you hold your controller, which rotates the directional buttons, left stick, and right stick to match. To modify the setting, set control scheme to a custom scheme. Left and right directional buttons. Change. B button. Back.
This lets you change how the controller will function, basically. So I guess if you're holding it backwards, you can reverse the positions of some buttons. Or if you're holding it upside down, I guess you can play it like that. I'm not really sure why you'd want to. Again, maybe you have some kind of dexterity problem and you have to do... You have to use the controls in a very specific way. Maybe you only have a single hand. I will say the work that's been done for this stuff is incredible. And I do have gripes with this game, but considering what they've done, I give them... tons and tons of
left
props.
And right directional buttons, change, B button, back.
Because I am totally blind and I got some pretty good enjoyment from playing this game. It's not perfect, obviously, but I had fun, and like I said, I give them lots of props.
Left stick and right stick, locked. Swap the functionality of the left stick and right stick. Jump slash climb, space, A button, jump, climb, or quick turn while holding left stick backward. To modify the setting, set control scheme to a custom scheme. Hold any button to bind. You can melee, F, X button, perform a melee attack. To modify the setting, set control scheme to a custom scheme. Hold any button to bind. You can also bind to a touchpad swipe or controller rattle. Crouch, C, B button, enter and exit crouch. To modify the setting, set control, interact slash grab, E, Y button, interact with an object or grab an enemy. To modify this, sprint, left shift, left bumper, hold to sprint, to aim, right mouse click, sprint, left shift, left bumper, hold to sprint, to modify the setting, set aim, right mouse click, left trigger, aim a weapon, To modify the setting, set control weapon swap slash listen. Q. Right bumper. Quickly swap between holstered weapons or hold to listen. To modify the setting, set control scheme to a custom scheme. Reload slash quick throw slash use. Left mouse click. R. Right trigger. Manually reload your weapon. Quick throw or hold to use. This will also fire your weapon when you have grabbed an enemy as a human shield. To modify the look at slash navigation assistance, X, L3 button, activate ints when prompted. If navigation assistance is enabled, this faces the camera in the direction of story progression. To modify the setting, set control scheme to a custom scheme, hold any button to bind. You can also bind to a touchpad swipe or controller rattle. B button, back.
Now, this is the left stick, so you press the left stick. I don't know what that terminology means. L3 and R3? Sorry. It's supposed to be R3. I am so sorry. I hate doing that. You have no idea how much I hate that. If I had the choice to have vision or to speak properly, I would speak properly, because trust me, it is infuriating. So you click the left stick for the navigation assist, and the right stick click is this next one.
Flashlight, T, R3 button, toggle the flashlight on off. Shake flashlight, J, backpack, tab, B, view button, access the crafting, upgrades, and collectibles menus. To modify the setting, pause game, escape, options, screen reader status, enabled, back tick. When screen reader is enabled, read your status. To enable screen reader, go to options, accessibility. To modify the setting, set control scheme to a custom scheme, hold any button to bind. You can also bind to a touchpad swipe or
and
controller
rattle. And so on we go.
Slow motion toggle. Disabled.
Right.
High contrast display toggle. Slow move. Photo mode shortcut. Slow move. Left control. Reduces movement speed. Hot.
So let me go back up here.
Weapon aim. Sprint. Interact. Crop. Left control. Screen magnify. Max zoom. Zoom out. Zoom in. Menu. Slot 9. Folks. Zoom. Max. Min. Control. Controller orientation. Control scheme. Default. Right hand only. Left and right directional buttons.
So
change.
Now you can change
button.
The presets.
Back.
So here's controls for your right hand.
Left hand only.
Left hand.
Numpad.
Oh, you can use the numeric keypad. That's kind of cool.
Arrow keys.
You can use the arrow keys.
ESDF. Dvorak. ESDF.
I'm not sure what that's saying.
Dvorak.
Dvorak, that's that weird keyboard layout.
AZERTY.
AZERTY, I think. That's another keyboard layout.
Custom scheme, 1.
So, you can create custom schemes.
Custom scheme, 2. Custom scheme, 3.
3.
Custom scheme, 3. Custom scheme, 1.
So, let's set that to this.
Controller orientation, default. Select how you hold your controller, which rotates the directional buttons, left stick, and right stick to match. Left and right directional buttons, chain, left, right, upside down. Upside down, right, left, default, default, left stick and right stick, default, swap the function, general, jump slash climb, space, A button, melee, F, X button, crouch, C, B button, interact slash grab, E, Y button,
and here
interact
we are now.
Sprint, aim, weapon swap slash listen, Q, right bumper, reload slash quick throw slash use, look at slash navigation assistance, flashlight, T, shake flashlight, backpack, pause game, screen reader status, enabled, back tick, when screen reader is enabled, read your status. To enable screen reader, go to options, accessibility, hold any button to bind. You can also bind to a touchpad swipe or controller rattle.
All right, so I'm going to change this to backslash.
Select L3 button. Unbind. B button. Back.
I will hold down backslash on the keyboard and let go. Now if I go up and drag down.
Pause game. Screen reader status. Enabled. Back tick. When screen reader is enabled, read your status. To enable screen reader, go to options.
Let me go.
Accessibility. Pause game. Screen reader status. Enabled. Back tick. When screen reader is enabled, read your status. To enable screen reader, go to option. Slow mode screen reader status. Enabled. Back tick. When screen reader is enabled, read your status. To enable screen reader, go to options. Accessibility. Hold any button to bind. You can also bind to a touchpad swipe or controller rattle.
I'll hold backslash.
Space. Select. V. Unbind. Backspace. Back. slow motion screen reader status enabled. Back tick. When screen reader is enabled, reader
stat
controls. Customize control controls.
Go back.
Haptics controls. Customize controller input. Custom control scheme. Custom scheme. One. Select a controller. Left jump. Mail. Aim. Weapon. Reload. Look at. Flash. Shake. Back. Pause. Screen reader status enabled. Back tick. When screen reader is enabled, reader status. To enable screen reader, go to options.
Wait, accessibility. This is not working with the keyboard.
Hold any button to bind. You can also bind to a touch slip screen reader status. Enabled. Back tick. When screen reader is enabled,
let me hold,
reader status.
Press the right stick.
To enable screen reader, go to slip screen reader status. Enabled. Back tick. When screen reader is enabled,
wait,
reader status. Pause game. Back. Shake flat. Look. Whip. Aim. Sprint. Interact. Crop. Melee. Jump slash climb. Space.
Hang on a second.
Aim button. Jump. Climb. Or quick turn while holding.
Audacity.
S.
Pause.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, for some reason, I can't customize the controls. What you're supposed to do is change it to custom, hold down a button when you have the control that you want highlighted, and it will change that control to the button that you want. It's not working for me. I'm not really sure why. I did find out, though, that when it says backtick for the screen reader status, that means that you hit the, I guess it's called the grave accent key or grave, or I don't really know. That key is the key right
space select or reset to default.
Shut up.
Backspace back.
That is the key right above tab. So keep that in mind. That capability will become extremely helpful during play because that will read things like your health, whether you're crouched, things like that. And I will try to explain this when I'm actually playing. Now, the last thing that I'm going to show, and then I think I will stop this part because it's quite long, are the options in... Wait, let me go back here.
Stop button.
What the heck? Oh, wait. I'm in the wrong window.
Status line recording.
Yeah, I'm recording.
The Last of Us trademark part one.
System accessibility.
Let's go in here.
Alternate controls. X button. Presets. A button. Select. B button. Back.
Now, let me show you some things here. If I press X...
Apply vision accessibility preset on configures all the recommended settings designed for players who are blind or have low vision. This will enable settings across multiple menus, such as screen reader, cinematic descriptions, high contrast display, HUD scale, large, lock on aim, auto target, traversal and combat audio cues, navigation and traversal assistance, ledge guard, enhanced listen mode, invisibility toggle, unlimited, skip puzzle option, various adjustments in the combat accessibility menu. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
So, they have presets. This is recommended for blind players. Of course, you can turn this on and then you can customize things.
Apply hearing accessibility preset. Off. Configures all the recommended settings designed for players who are deaf or hard of hearing.
Right.
Apply motor accessibility preset. Off. Configures all the recommended settings designed for players with a physical or mobility disability. Apply vision accessibility preset. On. Configures all the recommended settings designed for players. Alternate controls. Magnification and visual aids.
This
X
is visual.
Button. Motion sickness. X button. Presets. A button. Navigation and traversal. X button. Presets.
Okay, let's go in
A
here.
Button. Navigation and traversal. Navigation assistance. On. Pressing. L3 button. Faces the camera in the direction of story progression, marking the path to follow. If enhanced listen mode is also enabled, then pressing L3 button. While in listen mode, hold right bumper will instead direct the player towards the most recently scanned item or enemy.
Okay.
Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
This is important. This has to be on if you're blind. Otherwise, you're going to find it pretty much impossible to play.
Traversal assistance. On. Enable simplified traversal input. Press A button to automatically perform certain difficult jumps. Automatically climb ledges and squeeze through small gaps. Automatically vault small obstacles while on the horse. Automatically sprint in certain encounters. Lift and ledge guard on. Guards against falling off ledges with additional audio and vibration feedback. Prevents you from falling from ledges that will kill you. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Enhanced listen mode. On. Enables the ability to scan for items. B button. And enemies. X button. While in listen mode. Send out a scan triggering audio cues at the target's location. The pitch of the sound changes based on the target's height relative to you. If navigation assistance is also enabled, then pressing L3 button. While in listen mode will direct the player towards the most recently scanned item or enemy. Left and right direction. Scan range 30 meters. Range 10 to 30. Adjust the maximum distance of enhanced listen mode scans. Left and right directional buttons. Change Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
I would recommend that you keep this configured to the maximum. That way you can look for things that may not be close to you.
Scan time, 1 second. Range, 1, 2, 5. Adjust time for an enhanced listen mode scan to reach its maximum distance. Left and right directional, 1 second.
I would recommend keeping that set to 1, that way it does it very quickly.
Infinite breath, on. Enables infinite breath while swimming underwater. Left and right directional buttons. Change, Y button. Reset to defaults, B button. Back.
You may or may not want this, but this can be helpful because I think if you turn it off, your character can only stay down there for like a minute maybe before drowning.
Skip puzzle option on. When in a puzzle, select skip puzzle from the pause menu to advance to the puzzle's completion. This setting is highly recommended for players who are blind or have low vision because some puzzle progression may not be fully accessible. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
So, I recommend keeping this on. I've had to use this quite a few times. The puzzles in this game are accessible, from what I can tell. But because you can't see the environment and there's no description during the gameplay portions itself, you may not have a clue what the puzzle actually does and what you have to do. There are lots of puzzles where you have to pick things up and then move and put them down, and the screen reader will tell you. The problem is, I've found that when you're moving around, by the time you hear the voice tell you to pick up things or to drop them,
left
you've
and right
moved
directional
past
buttons
them.
Change Y button, reset to defaults, B button, back.
Okay, shut up. So yeah, I would highly recommend that you keep this on.
Navigation assistance on. Traversal assistance on.
And that's all that's
enable
here.
Enable navigation and traversal. Screen reader and audio cues.
Let's go in here.
Screen reader and audio cues. Screen reader on. Enables narration of on-screen text. When enabled, request a screen reader description of your current status with L3 button plus left trigger. Screen reader volume can be adjusted from the audio volumes menu. Left and right directional buttons. Change Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
Okay, so apparently you can request the screen reader status with the left stick press and I guess the left trigger. I'm going to have to try that. I haven't found that to work very well, which is why I prefer the keyboard. Definitely keep this on. I would not turn this off, because if I turned it off, I don't think I'd be able to turn it on. So the thing about these accessibility features, I don't think there's a global way to turn on the presets. If there is, please let me know, but I'm not aware. So, I mean, it's probably not a big deal, because if you're playing by yourself, you're not going to turn those off. And if you're playing with someone else that has vision, I guess that person could turn them off
to play it.
Left and
right directional buttons. Change.
Oh, shut up.
Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
I suppose that person could turn them off, play the game, and then turn them back on to let you play again. But just keep that in mind.
Cinematic descriptions. On. Enables descriptive audio during cinematics. This provides a spoken description of key visual elements in the scene. Left and right directional buttons. Change. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool. The major cutscenes are professionally described, which, again, I will give them lots and lots of props for that. The problem is there are lots of cutscenes during gameplay when you can walk around that are not described, so you may not have an idea as to what's happening. I wish they could have extended that, but it's a minor gripe.
Traversal audio cues on. Enables additional accessibility audio cues to assist with traversal and exploration. Plays a sound cue for jumpable gaps and climbable ledges, areas that require crouching, interrupts and pickups, gaining or losing movement control. When ledge guard is enabled, plays a sound cue when it activates. For additional sound cue information, consult the audio cue glossary. Left and right directional combat audio cues on. Enables additional accessibility audio cues to assist with combat and stealth. Plays a sound cue for enemy grab and strike prompts, aiming at an enemy, landing a shot on an enemy. For additional sound cue information, consult the audio cue glossary. Combat vibration cues on. Enables vibration cues to assist with combat. Plays a vibration cue for aiming at an enemy, landing a shot on an enemy. Left and right speech to vibrations locked. When enabled, spoken dialogue is also played through the DualSense trademark wireless controller as vibrations, allowing the player to feel how the line was delivered. Only available with DualSense trademark and other supported controllers with advanced vibration features.
Yeah.
Not available via Bluetooth.
I think that's
left and right directional buttons. Change.
Shut up.
Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
Where's the shut up key? Jeez. I think that is for specific PlayStation controllers, which I don't have one, so we can't use that.
Audio volumes. Adjust the volume levels of sound effects, dialogue, music, cinematics, and audio accessibility options. A button.
This is
select
what I showed you.
Audio cue glossary. Browse and listen to various audio cues that appear throughout gameplay. Screen reader. On. Audio cue glossary.
Now,
browse and listen to various audio cues that appear throughout gameplay. A button. Select. Y button. Reset to defaults. B button. Back.
I'm going to go through this and play a few cues. I will not go through the entire list because it is very, very extensive. It is... it would take forever, and this is already quite long. So let's just play a few cues, and I will try to explain what the cues mean during play, which I will be playing the game in part two. I'm sorry, this is taking a very long time, and I do apologize, but I think at this point you'll begin to understand why I'm not going to play the entire game. But let's go through a few prompts here.
Y button, interact audio cue. An audio cue that plays when a Y button interaction prompt is active. Traversal audio cues and combat audio cues can be enabled from the accessibility menu. A button, play. B button, back.
So I will press this button here, which is A. You can do this as many times as you want. You can consult this list whenever you want. I know it may seem a bit daunting, but I promise you, the more you play this, you will learn these cues, and they do work. So that's the prompt to press Y.
Y button, interact audio cue, distant. An audio cue that plays when a Y button interaction prompt is nearby, but not currently active. Traversal audio cues and combat audio cues can be enabled from the accessibility menu.
Shut up.
A button, play. B button, back.
So yeah, that's when something... That's when you can see something, but you can't click on it yet. Because you're too far away.
Y button, interact audio cue, hold. An audio cue that plays when a Y button interaction hold prompt is available. Traversal audio cues can be enabled from the accessibility menu. A button, play. B button, back.
And I'll play this a few times. I'm sorry.
B button, crouch audio cue. An audio cue that plays when you must. B button, crouch to progress. Traversal audio cues can be enabled from the accessibility menu. A button, play, B button, back.
It sounds like this.
X button, melee audio cue. An audio cue that plays when a X button, melee prompt is active. Traversal audio cues and combat audio cues can be enabled from the accessibility menu. A button, play, B button, back. X button, melee audio cue, distant. An audio cue that plays when a X button, prompt is nearby, but not currently active. Traversal audio cues and combat audio cues can be enabled from the accessibility menu. A button, play, B button, back.
Let's do one more.
A button, jump audio cue. An audio cue that plays when a button, jump, vault, or ladder prompt is active. Traversal audio cues can be enabled from the accessibility menu. A button, play, B button, back.
Well, actually, let me show you a few more that you'll find helpful. So that's the cue to press this button to jump. So you press A to jump.
A button, jump audio cue, distant. An audio cue that plays when a button, jump, vault, or ladder prompt is nearby, but not currently active. Right trigger, throw audio cue. An audio cue that plays when a right trigger, throw prompt is active. Traversal audio cue, left trigger, throw audio cue, distant. An audio cue that plays when a right trigger, throw prompt is nearby, but it is not currently active or you are not currently. Left trigger, aiming. Traversal audio, error. Plays when a button is unavailable, an inventory item is full, an open drawer is empty, a weapon is out of ammo, or if shooting will cause self-damage. Lost control. Plays when you lose, left stick, movement control. Traversal audio, regained control. Plays when you regain, left stick, movement control. L3 button, navigation assistance. Plays when using navigation assistance for story progression. Navigation assistance, waypoint. Plays when you reach the waypoint after using navigation assistance. Navigation assistance can be enabled from the accessibility menu. A button, play, B button, back.
And yes, a big reason I will not be playing this game is because you would probably get very bored of hearing me here constantly pressing the left stick and hearing woo, 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 woo. Yeah, I found that extremely tedious. I will not be playing this game again. It took way too long.
L3 button, navigation assistance, objective. Plays when you've reached the objective using navigation assistance and must do something else to proceed. Navigation L3 button, navigation assistance, no goal. Plays when navigation assistance is used when there is no current goal. You must do something else to progress, such as kill nearby enemies or use skip puzzle. Navigation assist L3 button, navigation assistance, underwater. L3 button, navigation assistance, item. Plays when navigation assistance is navigating to an item. Navigating to items is enabled with enhanced listen mode from the accessibility menu. A button, play, B button, back.
Yes, this is also very tedious. So when you're trying to find things to pick up on the ground, you hold down the right bumper, press, I think it's B to scan for items, and you click the left stick, and you hold it, and you hear this constantly until you find the item. Again, it gets very tedious. You will discover this during my play of this game.
L3 button, navigation assistance, enemy. Plays when navigation assistance is navigating to an enemy. Pathfinding to enemies is enabled with enhanced listen mode from the accessibility menu. L3 button, navigation assistance, infected. Plays when navigation assistance is navigating to an infected. Screen reader and
audio
cues.
So there's that.
Audio cue glossary. Browse and list.
What the hell? Uh-oh. Did I turn the screen reader off? Well, You know what? This is probably a good time to stop. Anyway.
Audacity, stop.
Hopefully I can run the program again and start talking to me. Otherwise, I'll need help to
launching pain.
Turn the accessibility back on.
List, The Last of Us trademark part one.
So, I do hope this has been helpful.
Press any key.
Wait, why is it not working?
Program management.
Wait.
Desktop, Audacity. Status line recording.
Okay.
The Last of Us. Play the main story of The Last of Us.
Okay. So, I hope this has helped you. That's basically a rundown of the menus and things that you may want to change. There are tons of options in here. You can spend a whole bunch of time playing with things and customizing things to the way that you want. I am going to end this because, like I said, this has gone quite long. But in part two, I will give you some demonstrations of gameplay, how to fight things, how to track items, things that you'll need to know to actually play the game. So, with that being said, I hope you guys have enjoyed, and join me for part two, where the real fun begins.